Okay, I think we're there, said Calvin. He undid a latch and slid the panel above him aside as quietly as he could, then slowly peeked his head up. He was in the hangar, as far as he could tell. Their position put them in the far corner toward the stern and starboard, and just as he'd hoped, there was a ship there, the perfect thing to hide behind. Calvin climbed out of the crawl space, then helped each of the others. It took three of them to get Resnak out, and he tore his blood-stained clothing in the process, but they managed to do it.
Take cover behind that ship, Calvin whispered.
The group of them snuck over to what looked like a drone starfighter and crouched against it, listening.
What now? Whispered Raphael.
Calvin looked at Alex.
This is where you come in, he said.
Alex looked very unhappy to hear this news.
Don't blame me, said Calvin, still using a hushed voice. You're the only one who can hope to blend in. Just what am I looking for exactly?
Asked Alex.
We want a drone control shuttle, said Calvin. There should be at least one in here. Scout the closest one, then get back to us. Very well, said Alex,
disappearing around the far side of the drone fighter. In the meantime, Calvin and his people held their weapons at the ready in case someone got curious, wandered over, and discovered them. If that happened, it would be an all-out fight, but Calvin desperately wanted to avoid that. After 2 or 3 minutes, Alex returned.
I have good news, he said. There's a light corvette docked on the far side. We don't want a light corvette, said Calvin. We want a drone control shuttle. Did you see any of those? Yes, one, said Alex, confused. Right over there, he pointed. But a light corvette is as easy to take, as easy to fly, has more armor, stronger shields, better weapons, and most importantly, it's faster. He's got a point, said Raphael.
Even Miles looked persuaded, perhaps by the mention of superior weapons.
Sorry, no, said Calvin. We're taking the drone control shuttle.
His entire plan depended on it, even though the plan itself might still prove to be a spectacular failure.
But what about all that stuff the lizard said? Asked Miles.
Come on, Miles. Guys, don't you trust me? Asked Calvin.
Well, yeah, said Miles.
I trust you, whispered Rain.
I am yours to command, said Resnak.
If you really do have a plan, said Raphael.
I do, said Calvin.
Only Alex refused to extend his trust, and by the look on his face, he clearly thought it ludicrous, and perhaps merely the result of human pride that Calvin would continue to insist on the drone control shuttle.
Alex, go scout the drone control shuttle and report back, said Calvin. I just did. And? There are a few soldiers distributed throughout the hangar, mostly a precaution to protect the technicians and pilots who are maintaining and inspecting the various craft, no doubt to ensure their battle readiness.
And around the drone control shuttle?
Hardly anybody,
admitted Alex with some reluctance.
Good, let's move. Alex, you're on point. Again? Yes, again, unless you want a high energy beam scorched into your back, said Calvin. Now move!